Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio on Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, and we're so glad that you've chose to tune in and worship with us tonight. We're just here to lift up the name of Jesus and to see people saved and healed and set free and delivered and get their needs met. And just tell your friends and your loved ones all about it and let them tune in and be blessed. And I have a praise report. Dora, the lady that we've been praying for, we've had you guys praying for. She's had cancer for quite a while, and she's been in Florida getting treatments. Well, she went through all of her chemo treatments, and she had the surgery and then the radiation. And she was told that she's cancer-free, so we just give God all the praise and all the glory for that. And we heard yesterday that she'll be coming home soon with her husband. So we just thank God for that. Just keep her and Jay in your prayers. And you just can't tell me that God ain't still on the throne and that he ain't still answering and moving for the people that'll believe him. He said in his word that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he changes not. And I'm just so glad that I served the same Jesus that the disciples and all the other ones in the Bible served. And he never has changed. What he done back then, he'll do right now. So we just ask everybody to lift Lila and Tico up. Her husband used to come, Don, he used to come on the broadcast and sing for us. And they're from the Philippines. And she's in very much need of prayer. She's in desperate need of prayer. Her leg had, she's a diabetic, and her leg got, her foot got infected. And last week they had to amputate part of her leg. So she's really needing our prayers that she'll have no more complications and that she'll heal up. Remember her husband, Don, he's needing prayer also. And just remember all these people on here. We have a lot of prayer requests coming in. So you out there that know how to pray and that are believers and everything, we want you guys to help us to pray for all these needs out here, because there's many people hurting out here, many people needing the Lord, and just many other things that they have need of. So just help us to pray for these people, and we want to welcome all the people from all over the world that are listening. We welcome you and thank you for tuning in, and just tell all your friends and your family about us, and we'll just worship the Lord together. I just want to thank the Lord for what he's been doing. We've been seeing him doing some great and mighty things in our churches and different places that we've been going. So I just give God the praise and glory for that. And I just thank God that he saved me when he did, because I tell you, I was out in sin. I was lost and undone, and I needed a Savior. And I just thank God that he reached down and saved me back in 1992. And I just thank God that he's kept me, and I'm just wanting to get more of the Lord and That's what we're here for, is where other people can grow in the Lord. And I just want to say I love the Lord, and I just thank him for everything that he does. And our broadcast tonight is on 1 Timothy 6:6, but I'll read 6 and 7. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain that we can carry nothing out. You know, like I said, I'd rather have Jesus than anything, because this world don't have anything to offer but trouble and heartache and just all the worldly things. And I've done and been there and done that, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing what I have in the Lord. And if you don't know this Jesus today that we're talking about, and the Lord's dealing with you, you can know him. All you have to do is just repent, ask him to forgive you of your sins, and cast all your cares upon him, because he loves you and he cares for you. But we're going to go ahead and get our preacher on here. And 205, come on in and tell where you are and who you are.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. You just go ahead and give us the word. Whatever you want to do.
I just praise God. You know, we got so much to thank God for.
Yes, we do.
There's people that wants and wants and wants and wants, and they don't understand. The Bible speaks so clearly. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And
amen.
And all them other things that you're craving, looking at, just dying to have, will be added unto you as you need.
Amen.
So he fulfills our
needs.
That's right. Not all our lusts and our desires and all that. That shouldn't even be there. We ought to go. We should want more Jesus, more God.
Amen.
More be like, praise God. Sister Betty says,
that's
she
it.
Prays, none of me and all of you, Lord, in my life, that's what I want. Well, that ought to be my prayer. If you're desiring to be more like Jesus Christ, to tamp you down where he can live through you, because that's a blessing. And I thought about this. Everybody, you know, they'll say I can't pay tithes because I have such bills to pay and all that. You can't give God nothing that he didn't give you first. And you think about that just a second. We can't give him our time because he gives us all of that. We can't give him our strength because he gives us that. We can't give him our blessing because he's the one that blesses us with it. Can't give him our money. He's the one that allows you to work and get it. Everything we have comes from God. And yesterday, our verse is, godliness with contentment is great gain. And yet we got so many today, they come to church, but they're worried to death about getting more stuff out in the world. And that's no problem. But get more of God, praise God. There come a time, just like Brother Antico, his wife is desperate in need of prayer. God's the only one can help right now. And praise God. But God can do it. He can bring them through that. He's brought people through cancer, through car wrecks, through house fires.
Amen.
They go off to war. They come back crippled up, but they come back because God seen to it. He gives you everything you need. Glory to God. He don't always give us everything we desire. Because
that's
our desire should be on him, but too many is going astray. Oh, my neighbor got a new car.
Right.
I've had this old thing. I just got 100-something thousand, and I need a new car too. Lord, help me get a car. Your car ain't nothing wrong with it. It's running good. Get you where you need to go back and forth. But you want to know because your neighbor got one. That ain't what God does. That's not who God is. God is the bringer of salvation, the giver of life. Glory to God. He said, I don't want you just to have life. I want you to have it more abundantly. That means eternal life, a life that will never end. Glory to God.
Amen.
We being helped, they ain't want for nothing up there. They ain't going to want anything because they don't look at Jesus and know their needs will be met. Why can't we do it now, friend? I'm going to start reading in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. said, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, strife, railings, evil surmises, perverse disputings of men, of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. And it says, from such withdraw yourselves. Now, I don't know if y'all ever seen this, but I've watched these evangelists on TV, and they'll talk about how they couldn't hardly get ahead, and God told them to give something, and they give something. And so now I've got a few houses everywhere. They go around in private planes. They go in limousines. Glory to God. And they give it all the credit to God. But I got news for you. What they're after is more gain. What they're after, I'm going to write another book, make me a couple of million. Why don't they tell them to read the book, the Holy Bible? That's where life is. That's what blessings are. Glory to God. My blessings come from on high. It don't come from me giving and giving. I give because God gave to me. I give because God told me to. I give to my church. And praise God. And then when I take up offerings for somebody, I give in that. Why? Because God give it to me. I ain't got nothing to gripe about if I'm putting money in the pot. God give it to me. Every time I've ever given, God will just multiply it back. He said, I love a cheerful giver.
Amen.
Get the millionaire preachers to give money in the church when they're telling everybody, we have a great need in the church. We need to send money over here to these people over here that's going into Africa and different places and preaching the gospel, and they do. But what's wrong with his wallet? It don't open up. Why? Because he thinks that that great gain is godliness to him. But it's not. He said, from such people, you withdraw yourself. Glory to God. Hunt somebody that ain't got much and still give. Remember the little woman come up when they stand in the offering, and she give two mites. And Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, she's give more than them all, because they give of their, what their abundance was. She's giving her want. That's all she had. That's her living, and she trusts God with it. Reckon who got the blessing? That little woman. And that's just what God depends on us to do, is be a cheerful giver, and we'll receive the gifts of God. That's what matters. That's what counts. Praise God. He said, but godliness is great gain. And this word said, we brought nothing into this world. It's certain we can carry nothing out. I've preached this many times, that you can gather and gather and gather and gather and have so much abundance that you just think, well, now I'm going to kick back. I ain't working no more. I ain't investing no more. I got more than enough for me and my family. And how do you know, old man, if you ain't going to die tonight? Who's going to be then? If you got a living wife, it's hers. If you got no wife and got children, it's theirs. If you got neither one, it's the state's. And they'll take it every bit. Just, I'm so glad he done good. Now we can spend it on us. That's just how it works. You can't take it with you. You came here naked. You leave here naked. Praise God. But you can have the blood of Jesus on you. Glory to God. You got
that's
to keep
right.
The kingdom. That's what we want. That's what we should be seeking after. Praise God.
Amen.
Their desires are on the things they see out in this world. Instead
Amen.
Of the things they can do, which is the blessings of God. They come, you know
Amen.
Not how, but they're there. I know of people. Praise God, they was hungry, no food. They'd wake up in the morning and be boxes of food sitting on the porch. And they ain't even told nobody they needed food. But they prayed to God, and the food appeared. Glory to God.
Amen.
No man in South America, and he was going in the mountains up there to them natives that lived up there preaching to them. Had never heard about God and had a young baby, just a newborn baby. They ran out of milk. He said, I've got to get a ride. I got to get in town, was like 50 miles away. But I got to go get the baby milk. They went to bed. He got up the next morning, walked out the door. There sat a gallon of fresh milk, and it's still cold. Reckon who put that there? He didn't tell nobody else the baby's out. He prayed, and God delivered. Friend, that's who we can trust. He said,
right.
Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. How many of you is content?
Yeah.
You got the table full of food. You got food in the kitchen. Glory to God, you got clothes to wear and put on. I got ties.
Amen.
I got shirts. I got bricks. I ought to be happy at them. But you got people to say, well, that's out of style. I got to go get something else. I got to get, I've seen what these women wear. I'm going to get me a dress like that. I don't care what they wear. As long as I got good clothes, that's all that worries me. This shirt here is about 6 years old. Do you think I can? No, it's still a good shirt. I still wear it. And I thank God it's been good this long. That's what we ought to be content with. Praise God.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you,
but
Jesus.
They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. You see, you can be one of them. Lord God, if I just had money like Donald Trump, if I just had money like Bill Gates, I could be happy. If you can't be happy without it, you'll probably never be happy. They inherit that from their daddies and others that's worked hard. They get it. They got their start in life. We're digging from the ground up. But I'm going to tell you something. When you stop digging and look up, there's God. There's the promise of God that you won't never go hungry. I praise God. He would give you what you needed. Philippians 4.
Yes. Amen.
Said, hallelujah. God will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. When we start believing in Jesus, get him as our Savior, we're going to have what we need. We might not
Amen.
Have great abundance, but you'll have what you need when you need it.
Yeah.
Because that's what God wants. Hallelujah. In another place, he said he wanted us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul has prospered. And glory to God.
Amen.
God, he wants you to prosper in this world. He wants you to get ahead. You're not worried about finances because you know God will take care of them. He's give you what you need, and you can make it with it. Glory to God. Might not live like the man on the hill in the mansion, but I live just as good. I've got good food. I've got good clothes. I have good company. I go to church. Hallelujah, God. And I got brothers and sisters that I get to serve God with. Hallelujah. What else does a man want? They want everything.
Amen.
Said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Praise God.
Right.
I'm going to stop right there, man. Glory to God, he said stop. The love of money, not money, the love of money is the root of all
yes.
evil. That makes them lie to you, steal from you, cheat you,
yes.
do you sorry, come steal your land. Now you hear on TV, they say, you better get your title on your house, your deed. Because people are going up there filing a false deed. Then they'll turn around and sell your place. Ain't nothing you can do about it. That don't make sense. We bought it, and yet these people want to steal it. That's the love of money. It's the root of every evil in the world. Look at Washington, D.C. They can be voted in up there, say 4 years, come out. They don't ever have to work no more. And they've done so many favors for people that didn't vote them in, that had money. They get a real cushy job. They get on the news and do the news. Well, they get to be a head of a company and don't know nothing about it. But they're paying back the favors that they done for them while they was in Washington. We all know that. And yet we vote them back in and back in and back in. And they leave so rich, they ain't never been worried about us. They got money and we don't. They don't care about us. They got what they want. That's just what it is. Said the love of money, root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the truth of faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You know what it's like to be rich and you're investing money and you got all this stuff and you're just worried to death, afraid your investment will fall through and you lose part of that money. Afraid that fella you done all them favors for won't come through and pay you. They worry to death about that stuff. When I don't worry, I ain't got enough to lose to lost nothing. You know, my billfold, I'll open it up and show you. Because I told them at church, I said, if they think I got money, I'll pass my billfold around. I said, y'all probably feel sorry for me. Put a few dollars in it before it got back. That's how we ought to live. I got enough. I don't need more. I don't need to be greedy. I don't need the long and lust after the stuff and looking at it out here in the world. I got what I need. I got Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
You don't understand. That's that silly smile that gets on your face. You can't get it off because you know you got Jesus. You know the
answer
is surety. I've got a sure future. I ain't worried about the stock market falling. I ain't worried about my 401k disappearing. I got a retirement laid up throughout all eternity in the kingdom of God, and it's coming through Jesus Christ, my Savior. What about you? You trusting on uncertain riches? That's what money is. How do you know tomorrow they ain't going to do away with the dollar and go to something else? One world government, they're preaching that now. They want one world, one ruler, Antichrist. That could be his name, the Antichrist. It says this, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Don't look at yourself like you're above somebody else. Don't even look at yourself like you're above some sinner that comes into church. You was one too.
Amen.
That's all it's about. You know, we got people in churches, they get so high and mighty in their cell that their nose gets turned up if they get out in the rain and drink. Because they look at a sinner that comes into church to be disdained and looked down at. Living like that. I know how they live. I've heard about them. Son, you're the one we're praying for. Tell her, hey, come on up here. Come on up the altar and I'll pray with you. Jesus can fix you. He did my life. I was a rank sinner, but he turned me around. I got filled up with the Spirit and the power of God. I'm rich beyond measure, and you can't steal what I got. It's mine forever.
Amen.
Praise God. Get that sinner by the hand and let him know you love him. Her, glory to God, and try to get them in there, because they get into Jesus, they too can be blessed. They can become your brother and sister. Somebody that will love you closer than a natural brother or sister. Praise God.
Amen.
Fight that good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Yes.
I give thee charge. Here's something to charge us with. In the sight of God, glory to God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
Newness of life, praise God. You ain't supposed to
be,
unless you know, stupid money or own the things of this world, because if I wanted a new car, I'd have to buy it. If I bought it, I'd have to pay for it. And I can't afford a new car in paying that payment. I can't afford the insurance on it or the taxes you have to pay when you buy it. So I'm out of luck. I've got to buy something used. I got to buy something. To me, it'll be a new car. But I'll be just as pleased with it as I would be a brand new one, because it don't carry the payment that the brand new one has. And yet people will sink their wealth in debt, buy a house twice as big as what they need. They'll buy a car, a $40,000 car, when they can get one for $20,000. But they'll go do it. They'll sink themselves down in debt. And then they go to church. Lord, help me. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. How smart was you to throw the money away that God give you? He give you what you need, but you wanted more. Glory to God. See, people that don't have Jesus, they seek after everything else because they don't know any better. All they know is lust. But let me read a story to you over here. Come out of Luke chapter 16. I bet everybody knows it. But it's about somebody that lived, they had everything. They was rich. The fine house, the fine clothes, all the food they could eat, everything. They had money. and about somebody that didn't have nothing but was pleased in God. And it says this, verse 19, chapter 16 of Luke, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there's a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. I want you to see the difference in that, friend. I preach it this way. A lot of people don't believe it. I just read it, though. I believe if you die in Christ Jesus, him in you, when you die, you're carried to heaven. I believe that if you're not, you go into that grave. There's a resting place for them that go down there. We're fixing to read about it, though. It said, and in hell, that rich man lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this place. Now, wait a minute. Ain't that that same rich man, praise God, out of glory, glory to God. Ain't that the same rich man that wouldn't pay him no attention, that wouldn't even give him the crumbs, that fell off his table? He'd take it and throw it out while he had left eating. He didn't give him nothing, didn't think about it, didn't care about it. But that same one that was full of sores, no doubt dirty, laying at his gate every day. Now he's all right, though. Just let him stick his finger in water and come and cool my tongue. I'm tormented in these flames, and he's up there where I ought to be. Praise God. Ain't that right? He's up there where the rich man wanted to be.
Amen.
And it says, but Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. If we don't choose Jesus here, it ain't going to do you no good to lift up your eyes and see somebody in heaven and holler, come help me. Because it goes on
Amen.
To say, he's hoping there's a great gulf fixed between us and you, that the one that's here can't come down to where you are, and the one just down there can't come up to where we are. You'll never make that trip, friend. If you want to make it into heaven, you better start now. You better get your bags back. And Jesus is what you need to fill a foot with. You got to have the Lord. Hallelujah. His love, his spirit within you, or you'll never make that trip. Praise God. You can crave the things of this world. And when you do, you're heaping coals of fire on your head. That rich man wouldn't give anything just to get a drop of water off that nasty beggar and touch his tongue. Praise God. But he had good every day. He had all he could want. But he didn't think nothing about his fellow man. He didn't go help that beggar. He didn't send him food. He should have brought him in his house, cleaned him up, doctored him, and said, y'all feed him something every day where he won't starve. But he didn't see it that way, see? What'd I say? The love of money is the root of all evil. That man loved his riches. He loved that heaven and everything. He loved himself as fabulous meals. Glory to God. Wearing his fine linen. I praise God. But old Lazarus was happy with God. I'll sit at the gate of the rich man. And whatever I get, I'll get and be satisfied. Lord God, bless your name. It goes on. When he told him they couldn't get from one to the other, that rich man said, then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto thee, lest they also come into this place of torment. Please go,
Amen.
Go and warn my brothers. If you can't help me, go warn my brothers. Now he remembers that he loved somebody. And Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Here's what he said, "Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." Ain't that amazing? It just happened, and he wound up talking about Jesus, didn't he? But here's what Abraham said to him. He said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." People, my preaching won't do you a bit of good. Do you believe that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin in Bethlehem,
amen,
the only Son of God? And you won't, I can't convince you of nothing if you don't believe that he was crucified, put in a tomb, and rose from the dead on the third day. Praise God. It won't help you for any man to preach to you and put the word of God out. You've got to have that faith in Jesus Christ being who he said he was. Glory to God. And when he comes and you make him your Lord and Savior, you'll feel it in a way ain't nobody else got to preach to you. You may preach to them and tell them, "I was a sinner. I was lost. I was undone. I was unhappy. I had stuff. I had things, but I didn't have Jesus. And now that I've got Jesus, I don't care about the other things I had. I found what I need. My soul is fat. It's satisfied. Glory to God. I got a home in heaven. Hallelujah. I tell my wife, I tell my kids, I tell everybody I see that there's a way today in the message then that we can be happy in this world."
Amen.
Count this world as nothing. Count this world as nothing. But count eternal life as everything. I'm going to a place where I won't have to work for anything more. I'm going to a place where there'll be no sadness. Ah, no tears ever run out of my eye. No death can enter me. No sickness. No, there will be no hospital, nursing homes, funeral homes, graveyards. All that stuff's gone. We'll be forevermore with the Lord as we was meant to be.
Yeah.
But praise God, you can be like a rich man. You can be stiff-necked and old back, not never listen, no have no love in you for the ones you see out here that's suffering. I'll tell y'all a little secret. If you look, my eyes are red. Before we come on, I got to praying, and I had a crying fit. I don't know why. I was praying for people, and the tears just started flowing, and it wouldn't quit. I got the Spirit, and the tears just got heavier. But praise God.
Amen.
If I didn't cry for the ones that's sick, lost, and undone, praise God, somebody cried for me. Somebody went on their knees for me.
Amen.
And helped me to come back to Jesus, come back to my love. My first love is Jesus Christ. I loved my wife, but me and her told each other, "If it comes to it, you can go, but Jesus can't leave my life. He's going to be number one."
Amen.
God, that's the way I want to see people do that. Today, I told this to Betty, you go to church now, and there might be five or six that every time they come to church, "Praise God, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, brother preacher." And the rest of them sit there. People, you got no more Jesus than that. I don't want your chances of going to hell. You understand? If you've got no more Jesus than that, that you can't even praise him, though he took care of you all this time. Praise God.
Man.
You ain't going to on that street of gold. As for the people that love the Lord, that praise the Lord, like he says do it, glory to God, that follows the Bible in their life and how they live it. That's what heaven's for. It's not for them make-believe, part-timers, half-timers, not even some-timers. It's got to be all the time. That you love
Amen.
The Lord enough, that you give yourself to God. Because if you don't, I'm telling you right now, you ain't going to make it. There's no other way. I'll do this verse a lot, me and Brother Don Harris. Brother Don Harris, Betty's pastor up there. We say this a lot. 8th chapter of Romans 9, verse, latter part of the verse, said any man, I'm going to add this, little girl, little boy, or woman, all of them, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. If you got
Amen.
The Spirit of Christ, you know that you are took care of. You are Glory to God. He said, we're a chosen people. We're a royal priesthood. We're a peculiar people. Because we don't look out here. We're looking up. We're looking up. All good things come from above, from our Father of light, and come down to his children to keep us supplied in Jesus, in the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of the living God. It's something that we can carry with us when we leave this world. Because he told you, naked you come in, naked you're going to leave. You brought nothing in the world, take nothing out but Jesus.
Right.
But Jesus. But Jesus. He's the only
thing.
Salvation, true and free, is the one thing we can carry home with us.
Yes, and amen.
Going home. If you got it, you're going home. If you don't,
right.
Give it up, you're not going to get there. But here's what it says. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says this. This know also. I've told you what it said over there. He said, this know also. That in, now don't you listen when? In the last days, perilous times shall come.
Amen.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. Does that remind anybody of what we're going today? And so, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, boy, we got that, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. You know the name of that. All you got to do, proclaim, glory to God, I'm a Christian. I'm a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. If the Bible says something is a sin, I do not care what you say, it's still a sin. I don't care if you pass laws through the Supreme Court and everywhere else and said it's okay. It's still a sin. You're living in sin. You can love it. You can like it. You can say that's none of my business. Praise God, it's still a sin. And we need to withdraw from it. We don't have to put them down, curse them, be mean to them, no. But we don't have to take part in it. And friend, you better listen to them. They're going to say that you're evil, that you're this kind of phobia and that kind of phobia, that you're something wrong with you because you don't believe like they want you to. But they're following the devil. I'm following God. I'm going home, and they're going to play with the rich man.
Amen.
Mark that name. I said that. They may come against me. Oh, well, they come against Jesus. And think about this. It even goes on. Said they're traitors. They're heady. They're high-minded. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Amen.
But denying the power thereof from such turn away. You better run. Don't just turn, run. Because they get a hold of you, they'll pick you up before all the rest of them and say, this man here, he don't like this and that. He's got this kind of phobia against them. He can't stand them. Calls himself a Christian, but he can't love them. Yes, I do. I love the ones that's doing all these awful things. I love the ones that's trying to change our children into something they're not. Yes, I love them. Praise God. I pray for them every day. But I'm not going to walk the road that they walk. I'm not going to believe the lie that they believe. I want the truth, and that truth will set me free. Glory to God.
Yes.
When Jesus comes back and is judging this world, I get to be put on the right hand. But those who get put on the left that are trying to make everybody believe a lie. You can't tell me that a kid, 11, 12-year-old, whatever, can decide, well, I want it to be a different sex. I've got that something wrong with me. I need to be the other sex. And they say, well, okay, we'll help you. And don't tell the parents, we'll just help you. Friend, there ain't no way in the world they're going to make it in the kingdom of God. By telling God, you made a mistake. This has just been something else. You've done this wrong, God. The only thing God didn't make is mistakes. But men, boy, we're good at them. We're making them all the way back to the beginning of time, and we're still making them today. That's the fall of the Roman Empire. decadence, sorriness, filth, filth of the body, lust of the eyes, lust of the
flesh,
brought the Roman Empire down. That's what brought every empire down that stood so great and mighty. But look at it now. They failed. They're not here no more. Praise God. But God is, and he's never left. He's never going to quit. He's always seeking your soul. He's got people crying out, would you be saved today? Would you be saved today? Glory to God. Jesus is calling. Today is a day of salvation. Will you be saved today? Or will you turn him away one more time? I'm preaching the same thing today. If you want to be saved, if you want to see heaven, it's time to let go of the foolishness and the utter lies of this world. And see the Savior. He's the only one I know that will never lie to you. He's the only one I know that when things go bad and everybody comes against you, he'll not forsake you. He won't leave you.
Amen.
You know, I've had friends. I tell him. I'm old enough to tell these stories. I've had friends in high school. Oh, if they jump on you, I'm with you. They won't whoop you today. I'm going to fight with you. And two or three jump on you, and you cut a trail. Closer than a friend at school, closer than a brother that's real, he'll never leave you. Glory to God. And just like David, he'll fight our battles if we let him. Betty said it. Cast our care on him. Why? Because he cares for me and you. He cares about our son. He cares about our family. He cares about our children and our grandchildren. And he wants to see us live in the joy of the Lord. Praise God. I want to get over here and read a little bit more of this. Oh, Lord. Ooh, I
praise
think about
the Lord.
This one. You know, when Jesus told us over in Hebrews about coming into his rest, wouldn't it be a shame to come short of that?
Yeah.
I thought about how I preached this verse so many times over funerals and, you know, people that have passed. And how we, while we're here, you know, we walk in the grace of God. But we can come up short of a promise of God to enter into his rest. A place, they called it in, when the Lazarus the beggar went, the bosom of Abraham, the resting place of God, until that last trump. Praise God, when they wake up, they rise first. Praise God, I look at all this, and I thought about it. He said, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So we see that they cannot enter in because of unbelief. Friend, that's what I told you. People find a stumbling block laid before them. I find it so hard to believe in Jesus because the Bible said he was born of a virgin. How could he be born of a virgin? And they start in trying to explain it as a man would. But God himself overshadowed her and spoke Jesus into the womb of Mary.
Amen.
When he spoke, that's the reason Jesus never had no sin. That's the reason he was a spotless lamb.
Amen.
That went to the slaughter for me and you. Because only a spotless lamb could have been enough to satisfy God for our sins, glory to God, that he could take them away from us. We can only be clean by the blood of that spotless lamb. Glory to God. He said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. People, if you ain't got faith right now, it's impossible. The 11th chapter of Hebrews says, it's impossible for you to believe God. Without faith in him, without faith that he'll supply your need, without faith that he died to take your sins away, without faith, God, that's why they come into church today and they got no praise to offer Jesus. Their hands can't even go up. They can't say praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Why? Because of unbelief. They don't believe that he's listening. They don't believe that he's still there. Glory to God. Even though they claim it. Well, I got baptized. I went to the altar. I prayed. Well, praise God, I did too. And then I learned that praising God brings the blessings of God down.
Yes, amen.
You stop praising him. You stop giving him glory. You stop lifting up his name. And he stops sending them blessings down that you crave so badly. Glory to God. I tell you, there's been times when I didn't know how I was going to pay bills. You know what happened? I paid every one of them on time.
Yes, amen.
I did it through a job. It would just come in. Somebody would say, the Lord dealt with me and said to bring this and give, they'd give me money. I'd pay my bills because that's who my God is. Who do you serve? How is your God? Why do you lift him up if he's not able to take care of you in your greatest hour of need? Why would you serve a God that's not there with you when the troubles and trials come? Why would you serve a God that's not big enough to get you through the tribulations in this life?
Amen.
Because the God I serve is plenty big. Look.
Yes, he is.
I'm still here, ain't I? I'm still blessed. I've still got food. I still got a place to live. I'm in the second house. This is our little spare house. I've got plenty of place to sleep. I've got the heat on here. I've got lights on here. Praise God. And God allows me to pay the bill. That's who God is. That's who he'll be with you. But you got to want him. You got to desire him. You've got to serve him in the spirit and in the truth. Because he said that's the only way anybody can serve the Father is in the spirit and truth. And he's seeking such to serve him and to worship him right now. Will you be one of them? Will you be one of them? Are you going to be one of them? But I got enough when I went to God. You can stick your head in the air. When the preacher says, let's praise God, and you sit there and look down, makes me want to say, how many hours do you pray a week?
Mom.
How many hours do you read your word a week?
That's it.
Because how say not any? Because that's why you dry up. That's why you become unfruitful. That's why you, just like he said in chapter 15 of John, of the branches on that vine. That vine is Jesus. We're just branches. But he said, if the branch won't bear fruit, it'll be broken off, thrown down, gathered
that's
up,
right,
and cast into the same fire that rich man's in today. Y'all not understand. That rich man that died and went to hell, he's still there. He ain't found no escape. He's still there waiting for that last trump of God. Then he's going to be taken out of hell, and hell itself is going to be cast into the lake of fire, which is 1,000 times worse. No escape.
Amen.
You can't die. You're there. You're hurting. You're burning. But you can't get out. That's the punishment for throwing away Jesus. That's saying, God, I don't need you. God, I just can't understand. I can't believe that you rose from the dead. God, I just can't believe that he was born of a virgin. God, that stuff's just too hard to believe. Friend, I pity you.
Mom.
I cry for you. Because you've lost the best thing that ever happened to me. You lost out when you threw Jesus away. Because without him, you don't have no hope. Tomorrow's a dead end. Tomorrow's nothing. Praise God. All you get's today. All you get's here and now. And here and now, if it's not full of trouble, is it not full of trials? Is it not full of heartache? Is it not full of pain? Has it not got all kinds of sickness? I'm going where there ain't none of that.
Stay. Amen. Praise God.
But here's going to burn up. Here's going to be burned up. He said, but the ones that serve God, the ones that love him, the ones that give their all to him, and they look for a new heaven and a new earth. Praise God. That earth is where I'm going to be. I'm going to be where Jesus is at. Because he said, we've received us unto himself, and where he was, we'd be also. Think about that.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It says this over in Hebrews chapter 10. It's verse 24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. What's a good works? That's helping somebody. That's having a word of lifting them up out here when people's pushed them down and the world's attacked their family. They ain't got enough money. Somebody's died. They're brokenhearted. They're broken-spirited. And we got to be the ones to shine the light of God. We go to them. We lift them up. We try to bring them back to Jesus. Glory to God. That's our part in this world. Glory to God. The good works of God. The not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the man and son of me, but exhorting one another, and so much more.
Yes.
So much more as you see the day approaching. People, if you know anything about the Bible and you look what's going on in this world, you can see the day of the Lord is fixing to be at hand. This world is going to burn up. Praise God. And everything in it and everyone that's left in it. Because the children of God are going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And they're going up to meet Jesus. The rest of them is going to be left here. Revelation said it's going to be seven vials filled up with the wrath of God that's going to be poured out on all of them. You'll pour it all around them. Everybody's here. They're going to be killed. Then they're going to be cast in that lake of fire. People, that's the second death. It's the lake of fire. An eternal separation from God. Just like he told the old rich man, there's a great gulf fixed between us. We can't get to you. You can't get to us. No escape. You're there. It's forever. Praise God. It doesn't have to be you.
Amen. Said,
for, this is what it said. For if we sin willfully, after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, I want y'all to listen carefully. There remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Jesus is not coming to die again. He's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not as a spotless lamb, a sacrifice for God. That's done happen. We can accept him. We can take him as our Savior. We can invite him into our hearts, and he'll come. But praise God, when you get him, and you got all he's got, and then you sin anyway, just because, well, I like it. The only thing you got to look for is judgment. Glory to God. He said, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And he said, of how much sore punishment suppose you shall he be thought worthy who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an ungodly thing and have done despite under the Spirit of grace.
Yeah.
See, when we go back on God, and you think people don't do that, but you hear of preachers that they've pastored churches, they've been, oh, that people got saved under them. They were such good men. And all of a sudden you hear, they ran off and left their church and their wife and their kids and ran off with some woman.
Amen.
They can't come back. They done had all God could give them. Jesus can't die for them again. It's not like backsliding, which is cooling off or sitting down a while and come back and say, God, forgive me, he will. But you can't just start sinning again and expect God to forgive you every time you come home. The prodigal son, about one time, he come home and God made him fell on his neck, kissed him, said, my son was dead, but he's alive again. But when you do things willfully, I just told you part of it. Said, for we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people.
Amen.
The fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God.
Amen.
I thought about that a whole lot. If there's anything I'm afraid of, it's God. If there's anything I feel safe in, it's God. If there's anything I'm sure of, it's the salvation that Jesus Christ bought for my soul. But I got to do my part. I've got to recognize the gift of God, how rich I am. I don't need, hallelujah, God, a bank full of money or a yard full of cars, motorcycles, and boats. I don't have a grand house. Praise God. But I've got a wonderful God. I got a Savior that loves me. I got one that takes care of me. I've been sick. Praise God. I've been blind. And yet now I see. The doctor said I never would. But Jesus said, you believe it, I'll do it. Friend, ain't no telling what God will do for you. But what are you willing to do for God? What's the Bible say? If you sow sparingly, of course you're going to reap sparingly. If you don't plant but a couple of tomatoes, then you ain't going to have enough to feed the whole family. But if you plant a row and work them and keep them clean, you'll probably be able to can tomatoes, put them up, have them all winter long. People, it's just the same way with God. When we go to church, we're praising God, giving Him the glory. Somebody comes up to praise, we're hitting that altar to pray for. And if they don't come up, we hit that altar to pray for us. That we please God.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing.
Yeah.
That I can please God. Hallelujah. If I please God, He'll be pleased with me. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do when I go to church, bless God, why do I think that I'm going to get all these things from God? Why would I think blessings are coming my way? I ain't even willing to lift my hands and say, Lord, I love you. I want to thank you for what you've done. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for this beautiful day out here. I thank you, God. I got water to drink. I got food to eat. And I got Jesus in my heart. I don't need nothing else in this world. I don't need people to run down here and give me stuff. God gives it to me. I don't need you to feel sorry for me because I'm getting old, soon to leave this world. Praise God. Even so, get me, Jesus. I need you to pray for my mom. My mama's having worse days and worse days as she's getting old. She's 94. I thought that's one thing I got to crying about her. I was praying for, I could see her go down a little bit here lately. And I've had mama all my life. Course. And I just can't think of what it would be without me. But I've had Jesus the best part of my life. And praise God, I don't even want to know what it would be like to be without Him. I don't want to know what it would be like to be in this sinful world and have no hope. And you may be in that shape right now. You may be in a shape to where if Jesus comes today, tomorrow, next week, next month, and you've never received it, you don't have any hope of escaping that lake of fire. But friend, that's on you. Jesus is calling you. He's bringing the word of God out. He's telling you, look, you can desire riches. You can desire this other stuff. You can spend all your time chasing that. But if you'll just come to me, if you'll just get a hold of me, hallelujah, I have the key to all that stuff. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And His righteousness and all this other stuff that you longing after be added to you. You may never be rich, but you'll have plenty. You may not have the best, but you'll have good. Praise God. If that ain't enough for you, it's because you don't love the Lord. I said it. I won't take it back. If you can't worship the Lord and be happy and satisfied with what He gives you here, praise God, you don't love Him. You don't know Him. You don't worship Him. He's not your Savior. He's not your God because you've never surrendered to Him. You've got to say, Jesus, I am a sinner. Lord, I've sinned. I've come way short of the glory of God. Forgive me, Lord. I want you to take me have washed me in your precious blood. Clean me up. Take my sins and throw them away. God, blot them out. And let me become the child of God I was meant to be from creation. Because without that, and meaning it, you got no hope. People say, I know the Lord. So Satan does too. He knew him personally. He come before his throne like I've talked to him. But he didn't know him in love of him. We've got to love God, desire him above all things, praise God, all things, all people. We got to desire God first. He is our first love. He's our first defense. He's our first supplier. He's the giver of life. Praise God. He's the giver of eternity. He's the one that can wash you in the blood of Jesus, clean you up, and make you whole. And there is no other God before him.
Right.
Oh, you're mocking all the other religions. I don't
mock
them. I'm telling you the sure way to heaven. I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you that Jesus is so real, I can feel him right now. Praise God. I'm in this house. It's hotter than a firecracker in here. My shirt is soaking wet. But I will give God my everything just for the chance of
peace. Jesus.
Will you just do something for God? Get down and ask him to come in your life. And I'll guarantee you, you'll be wanting to write James M. Miles on Facebook and tell me what it felt like when that Spirit of God come in, when that cleanness come, when the sins left and the light has come on you, and you felt like all the weight of the world had been taken away from you, because that's what our God does.
Amen.
Wakes you up to righteousness. Wakes you up to holiness in your life. You say, oh, holy. Yes. He said, be you holy, for he is holy.
Amen.
How can I live holy? Invite him in, and he'll live through you. And you can be holy.
Yeah.
Because he that's in you is holy. Friend, I know
Amen.
What I'm talking about. There ain't nothing about James Miles that was good by itself. But with Jesus in me, friend, I ain't scared of dying. I ain't scared to go talk to the meanest people in the world. They might kill me, but God said, don't worry about that. Worry about the one that can keep you, then cast your soul into hell. That's Jesus Christ. That judgment seat of Christ, the Bible said, everybody has to stand before it. But I believe he can look at us and recognize his own spirit, and it'll be, come on in. My good and faithful servant, enter into the joys of the Lord. And the rich,
Amen.
He'll look at you real close, and he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never even knew you. You was too
Amen.
Good. Now back. You couldn't bow down and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I may have stuff, but I need you. That stuff didn't bring me joy, didn't bring me peace, didn't bring me happiness, didn't take my sins away. Only you can. You get down and pray that prayer, you're going to want to tell somebody. I wanted to tell everybody I got saved. Guess what? I went and told my friends. I'd been friends for 15, 20 years. I didn't have no friends no more. That's amazing. Scared them because I was serving God. They took off the other way because they wouldn't. But you know what? I've seen some of them come to God now. Through the years, they learned what was the truth too. Friend, you will too. I pray right now is today. Today's the day of salvation. Don't trust in the riches of the world. Trust in the riches of God. They're the only thing that can save you, only thing that can keep you, only thing that can help you get in the kingdom of God. Wouldn't you like to worry be in a place where you don't worry about riches no more? We'd be walking on pure gold. That's what they paved the streets in heaven with. Purest gold. Now you think about a place like that, and we're trying to rake money together. How dumb are we? God don't put nothing into money. He invests in me and you. He invested Jesus for me and you. That's it. Think about that. And he's calling right now for as many as should as such be stayed, if you'll cry out, he will listen. If you're serious,
yes,
and come to your heart, Jesus will save you today.
Yes, he will.
Before I quit, I want to pray for everybody out there. Heavenly Father, right now, as I come before the mighty throne of God,
yes,
I come in the name of Jesus
Christ,
in the mighty of his power. God, I pray for all them that I'm being and I'm big, and I pray for my mother, all those that I'm living in. I ask you to touch them right now. But God, I'm praying for the ones that are coming.
Let
the
them cast all their cares upon you, because you care for them, you love them.
God, this life is true. Going to pass away. We say love will go on. We say people didn't know that. God, we're going to do it all. But dear God, the thing I know is there's life eternal on the other side. If we come to Jesus, there's life, and it goes on. And on and on and on. But God, without you, there's nothing to look forward to. But fear and trembling at that second death that'll come to all that have turned your way. I'm praying right now that the ones that's out there hear this will look up and say, God, I've trusted in the things of this world, and they've always let me down. I've never been truly happy. But now I want to trust in you, and I'm going to trust in the happiness and joy that only you can bring. And I pray it in Jesus' name for you all.
Yes.
And I pray that if you got saved, that you'd let us know that we can rejoice with you, because the angels in heaven rejoice over one sinner that comes to repentance.
Yes.
Your name will be lifted up on the streets of glory as the new child of God. Praise your holy name, Jesus.
Amen.
That's what I pray for. Somebody prayed it for me. Praise God. Now I pray for you.
Amen.
I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. That was a good message. And we're going to step over here and see if we can sing a few songs, and then Ken's going to sing some. So just pray for us. We've still got problems in our throats, so we're just going to do this for the Lord. So just listen to the words of it.
In just a minute, we're getting prepared over here. She's coming over here to me. We're over here on the other side of the ring.
If you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. So I'll keep from day to day, we'll show it. So I'm a pretty fellow man, hell of a beast and out of a shifting fan. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. You won't have to go around with your face towards the ground, but you'll have joy and gladness in your soul. The Lord will lift you up, he'll fill that empty cup. If you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you live from day to day will show it. So I'm a pretty fellow man, hell beaten out of the shifty sand. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Get ready for the day, the Lord's gonna call you away. He's coming for a church that's built on solid ground. Tell others of his love and about that home above. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you live from day to day will show it. You'll have that grief, your old man, hell season out of shifty sand. When you get touched by the power of God, you'll know it. If you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you live from day to day will show it. cause by the power of God, you'll know it. Lazarus, my fellow man, help me them out of the shifting sand. If you get touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Praise God.
Came on, and I'm sure a lot of y'all know it out there. I'd rather have Jesus, and I hope I've got it in the right key so I don't mess it up, and it is a different arrangement for the one that I was going to do, but I'm going to try to get through it. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be here than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be laid by his selfish hand, than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in
Thank you.
need to live. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you.
Long I'll turn my back on him now. He done gave me everything I had. He gave me my first friend. I'll give him my life. Long I'll turn my back on him now. Curse the Lord and all, she said, Joe. Curse the Lord and I, he said no. I'll not turn my back on him now. About to face for good or bad, he's been the best friend that I've ever had. And I'll not turn my back on him now. I'll not turn my back on him now. Everything I had, he gave me my first friend. I'll give him my life. I'll offer my back on him now. There they go, all just the same.
Are you home?
on praying. On your mind, it's trouble weighing. Listen, Paul, hear what I'm saying. Are you praying, Paul? Or are you hardly praying? Listen, Paul, hear what I'm saying.
Praise the Lord.
You lay your head on your pillow each night and know
that is true. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your whole heart's building and tears started flowing the moment you found it? Do you know how it feels? You know you've been trained, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels wherever you roam? You still get a feeling that you're not at home. No one is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know you're called a king? Heavenly Father, all's ever changed. How does it feel? You know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above. How does it feel to know you are loved? You lay your head on your pillow's side and hold that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how we feel?
I'm going to do this one more song here, then we'll turn it back over to him. I'm putting up this paper here to me. We all need a second. Somebody mess with us tonight.
We all need a savior, and the only one. It's up from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sins, won our freedom. We all need a Savior, and we're only one. We've been lost, we've been deceived. You've been told to follow your heart, be what you want to be. But thank you, God in heaven, that we will answer to you. And on the day of judgment, what will we say to you? We all need a Savior, and that's all we want. He paid you a lot, you have it all. For the tide has turned and you feel your back is against the wall. You're so searching for something that keeps eluding you. After it's Jesus, he'll give you life to you. We don't need a Savior, and that's all we want. He's down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He paid our sins and won our freedom. We don't need a Savior, and that's all we want.
Thank you, Lord.
Good song there. We all need a Savior, and there's only one, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
He can worship us. What is snow? Tim sings this song, and it says he'll take his red blood and wash your black heart as white as snow. And I love that song, too. We got some prayer requests coming in here. If you have any prayer requests and you're on Facebook, just put them in the comments and we'll see them there and we'll pray over them. I want to thank the Lord for touching my brother Dan. He was he was in the hospital with a heart attack, and he had a blood clot in the bottom of his heart. And the Lord just touched him and brought him on out. And I just want everybody to pray for him that he'll get his strength back and everything. And I just thank God for what he's done for all of my family that's been sick here lately. My sister, she's doing a lot better, and we thank everybody for praying for her. They found her problem, and she's doing so much better. And I remember one night when we were here having the broadcast, Brother Don had just got here, and we were getting ready to start the broadcast, and I got a phone call from my sister, Dolores, all the way from Oregon, saying that my brother Dan, Bill had had a, he was in AFibs, and it was looking pretty bad, and his heart was just racing and doing weird things and everything, and they thought that they were going to have to stop his heart and start it back again to get it back in rhythm and everything. And my sister called while Brother Don was here, and I said, well, the preacher just come in. I said, let's just all join together right now and let's pray for Bill. So me and Tim and Brother Don and my sister agreed, and the Bible says that there's two or three gathered in my name, there he is in the midst of them. And
amen.
We were in, and the Lord come down before the broadcast was ever over and said my brother was already on his way home. So I know the power of God and what God can do. So I just thank God for all that he's doing. Elaine's going to rehab tomorrow, so remember her. Steve Wood needs healing in his legs and feet and in his eyes. And like I said earlier, Lila and Tico, she's from the Philippines, and her husband has sung on our broadcast many times, and they're in need right now. They're trying to raise money for her. So just talk to the Lord, and if he bids you to help them, then you can get a hold of me, and I'll get a hold of them and get the information from them. She's had to have her leg amputated last week, and she had diabetes real bad, and it got real bad infection in it, and they had to take part of her leg off last week. So just pray for them, and just pray about it. And if the Lord has you to give them something to help them pay these medical bills, then go ahead and do it, and God will bless you for it. And remember Brother Don Harris, our pastor, he's got to take a night off every now and then. We've been on the go for about 7 or 8 days nonstop, and he's preached most of those nights, so he's pretty devout tonight, so we gave him a break and let him rest up. So remember him tonight. Remember all the churches that are lifting up the name of Jesus and that are really trying to do something for the Lord. And let's remember Pauline Hamlin and the church, she said. And remember the homeless. They feed the homeless. So remember them. And they feed them on a daily basis, and they also feed them on the weekends, and they clothe them and everything. So just pray for that church that's doing something for the Lord. And remember Cindy Baldwin. She's going for 2 MRIs on Saturday. She's got a tumor on her back, and they're going to be doing an MRI on her spine to make sure that it's not attached, you know, not connected to the spine. And I know I've still got the tumor on my shoulder that's been there for several years, but they said that it wasn't cancerous, so I just thank God for that. But I know it was sitting on a nerve, and God removed it off the nerve, so I'm not in pain no more like I was. So I give God praise for that. Rita Carden says, remember her and her husband and her family, that God will restore peace in that family.
Amen.
And we keep the devil off of that family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the devil's out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he'll try to get the family to fight, or, you know, just anything he can to get an uproar started. That's how the devil works. But greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So we got power and authority over it. Marion Parsons says to pray for his healing. He's not been feeling well lately. And Ivan Queen, he's got two grandsons that are in need of prayer. One of them has staff in his hand, and I think both of them need salvation. So let's remember them tonight. Let's remember Holly's husband. I think they're in Alabama. He's got cancer, and he's needing a miracle. And little Landon and Noah and Carolyn Cooper, they're all taking chemo. And little Landon, he's got tumors in his stomach and got them in his brain, so, and it's cancerous. So just remember this little boy. We had a benefit for him here a while back, and I just fell in love with the little boy. And so just keep him in your prayers, and keep his grandparents in your prayers, and all these other ones that are out there taking chemo, all the other little children that are taking it. And I know what he does, done for one, he can do for all. He, you know, he touched Dora, and she's on her way back home sometime this week probably, and cancer-free. So we just thank God for that. She was in, I believe it was stage 4 cancer. So, I mean, God's a healing God.
Amen.
We need to give God for that. Let's pray for all the sick in the hospital, all the sick that's at home, all the ones in the nursing homes and the prisons. You know, we need to pray for the ones that are in prison, too, that God will bless them and bring them out and let them straighten up and live for him. And let's pray for Christine Langford. She said to pray for her and her family. And she has 3 friends who have cancer. And there's many, many other requests out there God knows all about. Some of them's private. But God knows, you know, every request. So just lift up everybody up to the Lord. And Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests? And remember,
yeah,
Brother Miles' mother, Willadine.
Yeah, my mother. She's had 3 or 4 bad days. It seemed like she's going down. She's losing a little weight and getting weaker and having more dizzy spells and hurting in her shoulder and her neck. But ain't nothing God can't take care of her. He took care
Amen.
Of her 94 years. I just,
Amen.
It worries me to death if I see her go down any. She's always been the backbone. And remember my older sister, Edna, she's in stage 4 kidney failure. She hasn't had to start her dialysis yet, but I want everybody to pray for her. They're trying to keep her off dialysis with medicine, and sometimes she does good, sometimes it's right back bad again. So remember her. Remember the ones up there at Nick's Chapel Church of God where I'm pastoring right now. Remember all the people there, and remember our services Sunday that we get in there. I had one get saved last week, and I'd love to see a lot of them get saved. We've got a lot of new people coming in. I thank God for that and what he's doing. And I just sometimes feel like I ain't worthy to do nothing. And I remember Jesus is in me, and I know it's okay. People,
Amen.
God, with Jesus in us, when we go to praying for these sick people, the one just hurting and their family's falling apart and got cancer or whatever, remember that our God is a miracle-working God. There's nothing he can't do. But our faith puts him on the move to do things. We got to have faith and believe that he will. If we do it,
I believe
he'll do whatever we ask. That's all I've got.
Yes. Mamie and Jerry, they need prayer for their marriage, and also Jerry needs deliverance. And a lady at the church, Jeanette, needs healing. And last night a man come to the church that he's been coming pretty regular here recently, and called someone up today and told him that he couldn't sleep last night at all, that he was under conviction and needed God in his life, and that he needed to straighten his life up. So I just thank God that last night's message got a hold of him, and that he's calling up on God now.
Amen.
So just pray for that person that he'll totally surrender his heart and life to the Lord. And Brother yes. James, you want to go ahead and lead us in prayer?
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. You heard the need that there is amongst me. Dear God, there's so many out there right now that's hurting. They need the help of God. They need the miracle of God in their lives, Lord. That one family that's breaking apart, Lord, but you got the group. You are the family. Bring that family back together. Heal them in every way, God, that they can love each other in the love of Jesus. Lord, move on them. That's got that cancer, Lord, and so many others. Lord, and so many are taking chemo and stuff right now. But God, I believe you can wipe it out once and for all, and they'll never hear from it again. I believe you can touch the man and praying, Lord, that that cancer would leave his brain, leave his stomach, never be lean in his body. And Lord, I trust. I believe in you to do this. You heal sick people, Lord. I believe you heal them. Dear God, I've seen you move on through me. Dear God, there is nothing that's beyond your nature, beyond your will to do, Lord. I know right now that you've got the faith, you'll do the work. The Lord, we ask you to move right now, my brother, my sister, Lord. Our
and
church,
touch the Lord, Lord, and make them call. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for the glory, Lord.
That I can bring Jesus to the Lord.
Show up according to the power that works in us. And Lord,
we're asking you in these last days, Lord, that come upon this earth. Lord, we need Jesus more than ever. I want to please you, Lord, and not please myself. I don't want to worry about my flesh, but I need to worry about my spirit. God, I pray right now that the ones that come to the church, that
Lord Jesus, that need
let them get that touch of God down in their soul, to bring them out of the bondage of sin, and set them truly free once and for all. Dear God, ask the man in them, Lord, that they be put back together, their man be healed, her husband be delivered, Lord. Dear God, ask Brother Ron and Brother Ron that you move in their bodies, give them the strength they need, Lord, that you
want
to accomplish whatever it is that you've got for them to do. Father, your God move in every church, every word.
The name of Jesus.
Bring the true word of God, Lord, and it can be in their heart. And bring them into true salvation under you, Lord. Dear God, hand can move for the ones in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the city life prisons. Lord, set them free from whatever's got them bound. Dear God, bring them under your care. And into your healing virtue, Lord. Glory to God.
To
Lord, move on.
Bring
the infant
back up.
Kidneys,
Lord,
move
we ask you to do that right now.
Bless them. They're coming out,
Lord.
God. I just ask you to be with them. Carry them on through this life, God. Be with all of
her
brothers and sisters. Be with Brother Yearwood's surviving children. God, I thank you. Move in their lives and their hearts and say to God,
Lord,
I know that's
in the name of Jesus.
To move in all my
Lord,
kids,
we know nothing is
all
hard for you.
Lord,
right
we want
now,
to see them
you,
come
on. There,
we want to see
them come on and heal their bodies,
the
Lord, and
God.
Make them whole.
The blood there's
in
the name God,
of Jesus
just set them free.
These
from all
families that
love
them.
Because you
pray
set
for
free their
families. Lord, for Daniel's friend's
wife.
We pray,
God,
that you touch her, that you'll heal her body, Lord.
We
give
all these children that say,
oh, yes,
the children, all the things wrong, God, just heal this world. Heal the world of evil, Lord. And take the wicked ones, Lord, and remove them out of the path of those that are trying to clog up our
path.
Dear God, make our paths straight and our ways sure in Jesus. Lord, I praise you for what you're doing right now in my life and in the lives of all that trust you. I just give you honor and glory and praise for all of
you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise
you, Lord. Praise
your
name, dear God. Amen. We praise you. Thank you, God. Lord, it's in you we believe, in you we trust.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Give you the glory. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
You know, we need to live and love the Lord and serve Him with all of our hearts and minds and souls. And when we do that, it'll be pleasing to the Lord. And I want to say one more time, if you don't know Jesus out there, please choose Jesus today, because the Bible says today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
And John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can only go through Jesus to get saved.
Amen.
And it's precious blood that'll wash you white as snow. So if you don't know the Lord, just call His name tonight, just like you were talking to me or anybody else, and just ask Him to come into your life and forgive you of your sins and to be Lord of your life, and then get into the Bible and get into praying and reading every day, and you'll grow in the Lord.
Amen.
And that's all there is to it. He'll also fill you with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will give you power to fight off the enemy and to be a witness for Him.
Yes, He will.
So, Brother Miles, do you have anything else that you want to add to it? We have about, we have about 8 minutes.
Well, I was thinking about what me and you were talking about today, about the fruits that people bear. You know, we can't judge you.
Yes.
I can't judge you because you don't dress like me. You ain't like me. You don't talk just like me. But we are made fruit inspectors. And
yes.
Your fruit, because they will know them by the fruit they bear. Well, here's what it says in Galatians. It said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy,
yes,
peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness,
and
faith, meekness, and temperance.
Yeah.
And against such there is no law. And they that are wise have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. In other words, you're not going to be looking at the world and wanting the world. When you've got Jesus, you'll know you've got everything. And we're going to inherit the earth. That meekness, the Bible says the meek will inherit the earth. It'll all be ours.
Amen.
Don't worry about what they got. And you don't have whatever. Just look to Jesus. He'll give you all you need. And it goes on to say,
yeah,
if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us
not be desirous
of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. We don't look at everybody else. Well, they got more than me. They don't have no more than me. I've got Jesus.
Amen.
They can't have no more than that because He owns it all. And praise God, we're made heirs with Jesus Christ. How could they have more than us? How could they be happier than us? Remember, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Love.
Amen.
And peace,
yes,
that passes all understanding, can be ours.
Yes.
Glory to God. When things are so terrible around us, we can still have the peace of God in our lives.
Yes.
Because He is our protector. He's our shield. He's our deliverer. He is our God. And He's our Savior,
amen,
if you ask Him. And if you,
yes,
prayed that prayer tonight, let us know you prayed that prayer. We just want to celebrate with you. We ain't going to bother you, won't bug you, if you don't want us to. But we will rejoice because your name's written,
yes,
down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to,
amen,
God. That's what it's all about. You know, it's like it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Well, the Spirit,
yes,
is newness of life. It's not living like we used to. It's living in a godly way, living holy and righteously before God, because we can't,
amen,
get there without it. There's no law against us being in the fruit of the Spirit. But if you've got the,
amen,
fruit of this world, it's not going to get you there. It said, you know, them, beware of them that come to you, said, in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. It said, by,
amen,
their fruits ye shall know them. God knows,
amen,
you about what you're doing for God, how you're treating other people,
yes,
how you're looking,
amen,
at them. You can look down at them all you want, but Jesus looks at all of us the same. And either,
amen,
we're His or we're not, and He knows that part too. You cannot fool God. So many think they can. They go to church and claim, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian,
Mom,
but they'll never even lift their hand and say, thank you, Lord. They don't never,
amen,
testify. They got nothing to testimony. They don't never want to move. They don't never volunteer to do anything in church. Why?
Amen.
Because they don't know God. They don't have the fruit
of the Spirit residing in their life. By their fruits, we shall know them. By our fruits,
Amen.
He will know us. And that's what last
Amen.
Thing I want to say is by my fruit, Jesus is going to recognize me, either as being
yes.
his
Amen.
Or not being his. But when he sees me, he's going to know me. And friend, it'll be the same for you. I'll get back to you, Sister Betty.
Well, you know, Brother Miles, when you give your heart to the Lord, you're clean from the inside out.
Amen.
And when you get truly born again, I mean, the outside will automatically line up. And you
yeah.
won't wear the things that you used to wear. And the things that you used to do, you won't do. Because I know I've been there and I've done that. And I remember, you know, living for the Lord and doing almost anything that he wanted me to do. But when I became a Christian, become born again, I started doing the things that the Lord wanted me to do. And that's how we have to do as Christians. We take off that old coat, in other words, and put on the new.
Glory to God.
Put on Jesus. Take the devil out and put on Jesus and live for him. We can't serve
yep.
two masters. It's
Don't
a straight, narrow way. We have to serve the Lord, and we have to be what we say that we are. So I'm just going to leave everybody with that. We love y'all, and we thank everybody for tuning in tonight. And just tell all your friends and your family about it and share it out for us and like it for us. And we just thank God for every one of you. And we'll see you next Monday on Pastor Don's broadcast at 6 o'clock USA Eastern Standard Time. And then again on Thursday for Reaching the World for Christ in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll see you from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time.
No,
we'll just say goodnight. We love y'all, and God bless.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Good
night.
God bless.
Love
Bye.
Y'all.
Love y'all.
Praise
the Lord.
Bless.
God bless.